Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. I am your host, Tiffany Rosdale. How are you doing? O genki desu ka? To all my Japanese listeners. I always love to start my show by saying that I'm grateful for you for tuning in today. For those of you who are a new listener to my show, I would like to say thank you so much for being here with me today. I also want to remind you that if you can subscribe to any platform of the podcast that you're currently listening to right now, so that we will be able to update you with our precious episode every week. To all my avid listeners, I just want to say that if you haven't done leaving a comment and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, I will be leaving the link on the podcast show notes. So please take a few minutes to write down a comment and a rating, and I will appreciate it so much. It will definitely help the show to reach out to more listeners. Speaking of reviews and ratings, I receive a message on the email, and I would love to read it to you. For those of you who doesn't know where the email is, I will also link the official email of Breakfast with Tiffany Show on the podcast show notes so that you can also keep in touch with me. I am doing this podcast not for me, but for you, my listeners. So I always appreciate if you can help me what type of topics that you would like to discuss on the show. So here's the email that I received to Tiffany. Your program with Jaylene is so beautiful. I moved a lot. While listening it, some questions regarding resilience came up, and then Tiffany spontaneously asked Jaylene about what I wanted to know. The content of your conversation deals with so deep and essential themes of how to live as a person. According to my professional experiences as a psychotherapist dealing with alcoholism and various addiction problems, I know only a few people could recover from those addictions, which shows the path of getting back themselves is very, very tough. Thus, I am very glad to know many stories from people who survive from their problems and struggling with resilience and respect for themselves and others. I feel warm and encouraged after listening to the program. I send huge respect to people like Jaylene and Tiffany who's struggling for their recovery and fighting against unfairness. Thank you so much. With a lot of love and respect, Ritz. Thank you so much, Ritz-sang, for reaching out to me. Ritz-sang is a psychotherapist and a good friend of mine who is always tuning into the show, and I always appreciate you for listening and giving your insights. It's so good to hear from you. And I hope you keep listening to our podcast weekly. I'm hoping that one day we can also do a conversation on the podcast, because I know you have so many amazing, interesting insights that we have discussed before. So, Ritz-sang, I appreciate your email. You also are a wonderful friend and a person and helping so much people here in Japan with your professional service. So, I really, really am grateful for you. Again, everyone, just like Ritz-sang reached out to me through my email inbox, I would read it on the show. So if you can send me a message, a comment, insights on any topic that we are discussing on the show or certain types of topics that you would like to discuss, I will definitely read it on the show and we'll see if how can we make this show even more interesting to you, my listeners. Today, we don't have a certain topic. I title it No Topic and Just Me is because I just want to talk to you, be sharing you some updates about what's going on about me. It's been a while since I do this you and me only conversation, so I think it's also good to do this every once in a while. Although I'm really grateful too that I always have amazing guests on the show. Stay tuned for this next couple of weeks because I was so lucky to be connected with so many influential, amazing people that sharing their vulnerability and their success stories that you will learn a lot. So recently, I've been really productive with things that I've been doing usually, like taking care of myself, because I believe that if I don't take care of myself, I won't be able to take care of others. I still do my normal morning routines. Most of the times I do. I've been attending classes such as acting classes, Western sword class after my acting class that I usually do on the weekends. I recently started with Toastmasters Club so that I can enhance my speaking skills and not just speaking skills, but also being a speaker, but also here on the podcast. I also would like to do a lot more advocating for the LGBTQ plus community. I think that this speaking clubs and speaking on Clubhouse, as well as doing this podcast too, really enhances my speech skills. I've been learning a lot so much, but at the same time, I can get some triggers from anxiety and fatigue. This recent past weeks, I've been dealing with a few problems, though I know that I will overcome all this, so I don't want to share it to you right now. I want to share this story to you later, because I know that this is going to be a story that I can tell you and how I will overcome these situations. What I do now is I just embrace the moment. I believe if I embrace the moment and learn from all the things that I've been experiencing now, I'll be able to share it to you so that you're not going to be facing the same situations. What also helps me is reaching out to the right people, talking to the right people, because I believe that this will help you. So sometimes I would think that I can always solve all my problems, which I notice now that you can't actually solve it if your mindset is too busy to think about your current situation. Asking someone or a close friend or any of your family members or anyone that who really you trust the most gave me a lot of perspective or other things that I should consider doing so that I'll be able to overcome these problems. Definitely next time, I will tell you the story. I will do another you and me only conversations. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be honest with you because I started this podcast too, being honest about the true me, my real self. And I want this journey of my podcasting to be honest with you, showing the authentic me, because being authentic and being vulnerable really opens a lot of doors for me ever since I started being vulnerable. So stay tuned for that story and I will share you that maybe sometime next month. And I know there's going to be a lot of new changes and transitions again that I'm going to face, which I'm also preparing. If unexpected situations arise, embrace the moment, try to ask for help, and being present every day. If we wake up every day, we are still here because we have the purpose. We have to live with our purpose. And also, I would like to tell you that if you haven't talked to anyone recently, any of your friend, any of your family members, but just saying how are you doing and sending love or a short message, I think they will appreciate it. Like for example, this situation that I'm facing right now, if I receive a message from someone saying how am I doing, I would definitely appreciate it. I'll feel comforted with that person. we don't know who is facing such problems and triggers and anxieties can probably save someone's lives. I was listening to Clubhouse today, and there was this person sharing. He's being so vulnerable about his story that he really thought about doing suicidal in that moment. And the one who saved him was his wife, who just literally just called his name. He was about to do it facing the patio on his apartment, and he was about to do it. And when his wife called his name, he stopped thinking about it. So we don't know. We don't know who is currently having anxieties, problems. I highly recommend you to reach out to your friends or anyone that you love and care the most. I'm glad I said this because I do this every now and then. I try to reach out to people that I know, that I care, that I love. I usually get positive response. So again, we just don't know. We never know. So I've been really active on Clubhouse, like what I said earlier, because I want to enhance my speaking skills. I've been trying to be advocating for my community, and I wanted to do this more, but sometimes I overdo it. I spend most of my time on Clubhouse that I get to sleep late, or I would be up all night at times because there were some really important topics going on. I am going to go back to my routine. I will use my time wisely on Clubhouse. So if you are also in Clubhouse, feel free to connect with me there, because I follow so many influential people that you might be interested to, because that's how it works on Clubhouse. If you follow someone that resonates with you, then it will open another room that you would normally don't find out unless you follow someone's. I also don't promote this a lot. I have a PayPal account for this podcast. I also do have a Buy Me a Tea. So if you are generous enough to send the help in order for me to continue doing this podcasting, any amount I will definitely appreciate. There's no small and big amount. So I will appreciate your help. It will make me improve doing all this podcasting and be more productive. I will link in the podcast notes all the informations of PayPal and Buy Me a Tea as well. So thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here, once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and